Blog Talk Radio.
The abomination of the desolator, Satan, Apollyon, Abaddon, Lucifer, Death, the king of Tyrus, the king of the earth, the prince of the air, the first liar, the desolator, the deceiver, the antichrist, in a garbage pit of Guyana, you have turned to Baal. So the king that I have chosen to use will discipline you. This Antichrist is the king, Nebuchadnezzar, and he will destroy Jerusalem, Jabus, the Jebusites. Yes. The bottles do still contain the contents of the deed for all the priests in the land, pure in heart, from then until now, where they know that Christ is the way. And Christ has made these things this way. And none will know when the streets will be left desolate except those who know the truth of God. Just as it was, have you fallen to a false Nebuchadnezzar, or have you trusted in the true God? Do you follow Satan, or do you follow God? Satan is the deceiver. I will cause my children to return to Jerusalem after they've stood against the king of Babylon, because they have preached God's word, as they did, just as Jeremiah the prophet did, even from prison, because I have said this, said the Lord Jehovah. And they that go against me will have spiritual death. So call upon God while you can still pledge to him, and be cleansed from sin, so you can stand against the king of Babylon and not be thrown into the garbage pit. And in the end, we will remember who we are, and we will look to be redeemed. And we will no longer be called Lo-Ammi. Bon Ami, but Lo Ami. So repent, thus saith the Lord. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed, that hath power to cast you into hell. And I say unto you, fear him. For to him he knows even the numbers of your hairs. Confess to him, and confess me before men, so I can confess you before my Father. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Good morning, this is Watch Your Ruth. 10/13/2013. There's lots of stuff happening, and we need to be prepared, very prepared. There is no more time to mess around. This is not lunatic fringe. This is just the truth. The Lord is speaking loud and clear. Loud and clear. He is speaking loud and clear. Be just and fair to all, the Lord God says. Do what is right and what is good, for I am coming soon to rescue you. Blessed is the man who refuses to work on my Sabbath days of rest, but honors them, and blessed is the man who checks himself from doing all wrong. My blessings are for all, even the Gentiles too, when they accept the Lord. Don't let them think that I will make them second-class citizens. All who keep my Sabbath holy and choose the things that please me will come into my home. They grip my laws and write them in their hearts. I will give them within my house and within my walls a name far greater than any received in the earth. They will have sons and daughters. The Lord God who brings back all the outcasts of Israel says, I will bring others too besides my people of Israel. Darkness and blackness and night shall cover all the people of the earth. But the glory of the Lord will shine upon you, and all the nations will come unto your light. The mighty kings will come to see the glory of the Lord upon you. Remember that your heavenly Father, to whom you pray, has no favorites when he judges. He will judge you with perfect justice for everything you do. So act in reverent fear of him from now on until you get to heaven. He paid for you with his precious life blood, the Christ, the sinless, the spotless Lamb of God, who was chosen for this very purpose, even before the world began. And it is now your faith and hope that you can rest in him alone and no one else. And because you trust in him, your souls have been cleansed with his blood. Because it was his unselfishness. It was his love. It was his trust in his Father's truth. And the example he set that was passed on to you from him as an example. And he has said, this example will last forever because it comes from Christ, God's everlasting message to man. Though the flower droops and fails, the word of God lasts forever. And it is the good news to you. Put away evil, deception, fraud. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of God's favor to them has come, and the time of his wrath to his enemies has come. I will plant them where there will be my own hands, because I have planted my family. Even though it's the smallest family, it will multiply. This tiny little group that I have chosen will be a mighty nation. I, the Lord, will bring it to pass, and it is my good pleasure. I will glorify myself in the glorious temple in that day. And who are these who fly like a cloud to Israel, like doves to their nests? I have reserved the ships of many lands. These are the very, very best ships to bring the sons of Israel home again from far, far away, bringing their wealth with them from the Holy One of Israel, known around the world, and has glorified you in the eyes of all. Your gates will stay wide open, and you will receive the wealth of many nations, and all of the kings of the world will cater to you. The Lord asks, did I sell you to my creditors? Is that why you're not here? Is your mother gone because I divorced her and sent her away? No. You have sold yourselves into sin. Your mother was taken away in payment for your debt. Was I too weak to save you? Is that why the house is silent and empty when I come home? Have I no longer the power to deliver? No, that's not the reason. Because I know how to rebuke the sea and make it dry. I can turn rivers into deserts covered with dying fish. I'm the one who's sending the darkness across the skies. The Lord God has given me his words of wisdom that I may know what I should say to all these weary ones. Morning by morning, he wakes me and opens my understandings to all of his will. The Lord has spoken to me and I have listened because I do not rebel and I do not turn away. I give back to the whip and my cheeks to those who pull out my beard. I do not hide from shame, even when they spit in my face. Because the Lord God helps me, I will not be dismayed. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint to do his will. And I know I will triumph, because he is the one who gives me justice and liberty. And he is near me. And he arms me. Who dares to fight against me when I am armed with God? And he says, now where are your enemies? Let them come against you. What weapon formed against you will profit when I stand with you? And he stands with his atoning blood and says, the Lord God is with me. Who shall declare me guilty? Just as he wrote upon the ground, and all that accused the adulterous woman walked away and were destroyed by the light of God's truth, there will be no one to declare you guilty. All my enemies shall be destroyed like old clothes eaten up by moths. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys his servant? If such men walk in darkness without one ray of light, let them trust in the Lord. Let them rely on God. But see here, you who live in your own light and warm yourselves from your own fires and not from God, you will live in sorrow. Because he has set a face like a flint against you, and in a whirlwind to do justice, and his justice is near. You dare to fight against him, and his will be done. There will be not one jot nor tittle that will not come true. Listen to me, all who hope for deliverance, who seek the Lord. Consider the rock from which you were rocked out from, and quarried from, and cut from, the foundation rock that was rejected by the builders. This rock, yes, this one which you were cut from, this same rock which your ancestors Abraham and Sarah looked to, do not worry because you are so small or few. Because Abraham was only one when I called him. And when I did, I blessed him, and he became a great nation, and he will bless again. Isaiah 51:3. And the Lord will bless Israel again and make her a desert's bloom. Her barren wilderness will become as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Joy and gladness will be found there, thanksgiving and lovely songs. I will see that right prevails. Mercy and justice are coming soon. Your salvation is on its way. The Lord will overturn the land of Judah, making it a vast wasteland of destruction. None will be spared. The land will be completely looted and emptied because the Lord has spoken it. This land suffers from the sins of people of ages. And the skies will refuse to rain. All has been defiled by crime. Therefore, the curse of God will be upon them. The land will be destroyed by droughts. There will be very few left. There will be very few. The happy days will be ended. No more are the joys of the wine, and song and strong drink will be bitter in their mouths. Throughout the land, the story will be the same. Only a remnant will remain. These things they were told would not happen in their lifetime. But now at last, it's been preached. And the good news has been plainly announced to all of us. And we know the message. And we've heard it. We realize that everyone who's come to Christ is the living foundation of the rock upon which God builds. Though men spurned him, as it was, so it is, so shall it be. He is the precious God of those who chose him, and he chose you among all others and above all others. And now you are the building block and the stone of God's house in this house. I am the hand, you are the head, she is the foot. We are the body. We are acceptable to him because of Jesus Christ. Our natural lives will fade like grass does when it becomes brown and dry. But the greatness of our spiritual life lasts forever through the word of the Lord that lasts forever. And this is the message of the good news that was preached to you. It was preached to us in the power of the same heaven-sent Holy Spirit who spoke to the prophets in the past. And now at this last time, it's plainly announced again to all by the Holy Spirit. And it is strange, and it is wonderful. And it is so that even the angels in heaven would give great deal to know more about it. So don't waste any time. For this new life that was passed on to you, this ever-living message is to be given to men. And you look forwardly and intelligently for more wisdom from Jesus Christ so you can receive all of your blessings. For he paid for you with the priceless, precious life blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, chosen before the foundations of the world. So be blessed and spread his good news before the flower drops and fails. Because you've tasted the Lord's goodness and cry out for more. Just as a baby cries out for milk, looking for God's good word, reading it, thinking about it, growing stronger in the Lord, looking to be saved with your offering so that you can be an acceptable priest of the Lord in God's good building, building his house. Be done with dishonesty and jealousy and talking about others behind their backs. Now that you know what kind of person you should be, the Lord has been given you to put away all evil, deception, envy, fraud. Long to live in peace and quietness and humbleness, helping others, being generous. Cry out for these things as a baby cries out for milk. Come to Christ, who is the living foundation of the rock. This is the house that was built upon the rock, you and I. It is an impossible road to heaven, but God paid the ransom. And he made straight your path because he took it and paid what mere man could not pay with gold or silver. And you very well know this. He will judge those in the end. Obey God because you're his child. Don't slip back into your old ways doing evil because you know better. Be holy now in everything you do. Just as the Lord is holy, he invited you to be his child. He himself became a man, suffered all temptation, even that 40 days in the desert, even upon the mountain. And Satan himself offered him everything on this earth because it was his. Don't be tempted by what's here. For just as the skies will roll up like a scroll, and the New Jerusalem will come down from heaven, And as we live with Christ, our love grows more and more perfect and complete. So we will not be ashamed or embarrassed on the day that judgment comes, but we can face him with confidence and joy because we've been fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are made perfect in his love for us. And because of that, all dread has been taken away. For if we are afraid, it is for fear of what he might do to us, and shows us that we are not fully convinced that he really loves us. 1 John 5:18. If anyone says, I love God, but keeps hating his brother, for he is a liar, for he doesn't love his brother, who is right there in front of him, how can he love God whom he's never seen? Verse 20. We must remind you that the angels who were once pure and holy turned to a life of sin, and now God has them chained up in prisons of darkness waiting for judgment day, and they will return. They are about to return. Do not forget that there were the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they were destroyed. Man mock, woe unto them. For they follow the example of Cain, who killed his brother, and like Balaam, they will do anything for money. And they disobey God, and they will die under this curse. So do not be part of that. Their king is the prince of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, in Greek Apollyon, in English he's called the Destroyer. He will return, and the fourth angel blew his trumpet, and immediately a third of the sun was blighted out and darkened a third of the moon and the stars, so the daylight was dimmed by a third, and the nighttime and darkness was deepened. And as I watched, I saw a solitary eagle flying through the heavens, weeping loudly, woe, woe, woe to the people of the earth because the terrible things that will soon happen when the three remaining angels blow their trumpets. There will be a measuring stick, 1,200 days. Rejoice, citizens of heaven, rejoice. But woe to you people of the world, for the devil has come down to you in great anger, knowing that he has a little time. And when the dragon found himself cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who had given birth to the child. The people of God who are destined for prison will be arrested and taken away. Those who are destined for death will be killed, but do not be dismayed, for here is your opportunity for endurance, and have confidence. Remember, we'll be working each and every day in the field, and have faith, and witness to everyone you can. Store up and save and get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Take it seriously. It's happening soon, so get ready. Praise the King. He's coming back. I can't wait to dance for him. I can't wait to sing for him. I cannot wait to sit at that table and just see his light shining. It is going to be so awesome, guys. You will not believe how wonderful it will be. Praise the Lord. He's coming back. See you tomorrow.